Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
Well, we were talking about childcare on the programme, but just on another issue, the number of teenage pregnancies has dropped by 64% in 15 years. But what about the women who've actually had kids early on in life? Well, it's hard enough just even being a teenager by itself, as we all remember, but add in pregnancy and all the planning and preparing that actually comes with it, and it becomes even much more challenging. So to give us a little bit of a look back on their own experiences, I suppose, from the other side, joined in studio today by Michelle and Shauna. You're both very welcome.
Hey.
I might start maybe with yourself, Michelle. give us a little bit of your own background just for people.
Okay, well, hopefully at this point I might be a little bit familiar. So I'm the breakfast news anchor.
Absolutely,
here,
yeah.
On News Talk. So Andrew and I, with full disclosure, we know each other quite well. But I came into journalism a little bit, I suppose, later on. I'm in about 10 years now. I'm nearly 40 now. I came after I had done a couple of other degrees and been to UCD and been to Trinity and then went on to Ballyfermot. And before I went, got even into college, I got pregnant when I was in sixth year in school. So my son was born February 25th, 1998, and I did my leaving cert March, April, May. So
three months later.
Yeah. And my mum was very determined with me that it would be, he was my son and she was granny, she wasn't mummy. So okay. I would get up at 5 a.m. and I would feed him. I was still breastfeeding till he was about 6 months old, and I would get up and I would feed him, and I'd have him in one arm and like my maths book in the other. And then I would go to school and my mum would mind him for like the 6 or 7 hours I was in school, and then she would hand him straight back to me. And I loved it. I didn't feel overwhelmed or pressured by that. The natural urge, the instinct to mother my baby was strong enough that I wanted to do it. Mm. I didn't want my mom doing it. I wanted to do it.
So meanwhile, everybody else in years, you mentioned you're obviously in leaving cert at this stage, is talking about mocks and exams and pressures and college applications. And you're presumably doing all of that. And you're going home to mind your effectively newborn baby at this stage.
Yeah. And I, in one respect, there was one little bit of good timing was I had him on the Easter holiday break.
Wow.
So my maternity leave was the Easter break.
Okay.
So that worked.
So those 2 weeks.
Yeah. And I took another month off then, and I was just full-time mummy. Now, I was lucky because I had worked all the way through secondary school. So by the time I was pregnant, I had, nearly six years of hard work done in secondary school.
Okay.
So I wasn't starting the Leaving Cert course from nothing. I had been a good little student and I had
And
worked.
I've no doubt, because I know from work you're obviously extremely determined, and I think that self-determination, obviously shows in you and today and obviously in what you're doing. If you don't mind, Michelle, I just want to ask Shauna maybe as well, just to tell us a little bit about your own story and your own background as well.
Well, I am a 24-year-old college student. I'm studying creative media at the moment.
Okay.
My oldest son was born in 2010, in May 2010, when I was just turned 16, the September previous.
Okay, 16.
I suppose my experience with him overall, I don't consider it to be any different just because of my age. I was relatively prepared. When I found out I was pregnant, I was relatively determined, much like Michelle. The motherly instinct kicked in where I kind of thought, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do it my way. And I had the same opinions. I'm not going to let anyone else mammy my son. Like, he will be my son. And I suppose I'd be very different today if it wasn't like it made me. I don't know if you'd agree, but it completely changed the course of my life as it stood. And even now, like, I wouldn't be where I am right now only for being in that situation in the first place.
I suppose there's a sense of maturity. Like, I'm trying to think back to when I was 16 and, I could barely, mind myself. Yeah. Questionable if I did. But, that ability to take on something else and do all of that through school and study and everything else is incredible. Like,
well, it is. I find a lot of people tell me that it's incredible, but I don't feel that it's anything relatively special on my part, but I know when I see other people doing it, I'm like, Jeannie Mac, like, you are impressive.
When you had your son at 16, Shauna, were you in school at that stage yourself?
No, well, I actually left school within 3 weeks of finding out I was pregnant.
Really? Okay.
The school I was in was quite, it wasn't quite a strict Catholic school, but the teachers themselves kind of looked down on my situation, and I know I had a bit of trouble with other students kind of making judgments. And
so you decided to leave school at that stage, but you returned because you mentioned you're obviously in creative.
Yeah, I did. I found it hard to go back to mainstream school and after the baby was born, because it was quite hard to find childcare, and I couldn't just call on my mother to mind him or anything. There was nobody like that. So I found myself going through a FOSS course to get my junior cert because I could avail of subsidies for childcare. And then I done the same thing for my leaving cert. I availed of a LEAP course in one of the community colleges to get the leaving cert to avail of a subsidy for childcare. And essentially that kind of got me through, like, them 2 years of that kind of got me through the school. And
so I suppose you kind of went back to education, or even a third level now.
I did. I went immediately back to kind of get the secondary school part of things over it without actually going into a secondary school.
Okay.
There was a little bit of me that was afraid to go back to school because...
Naturally, if you've...
I didn't want to be the mammy.
Okay, in the classroom.
Teenage girls.
can I ask you, maybe just ask you both, even just Michelle, you mentioned obviously you had the support network, the strong support network from home, and your mum obviously minding your son while you were finishing off your leaving cert in school at that stage. But did you ever receive or did you ever feel that you were receiving kind of, you know, negative vibes from other students, or did anyone react negatively to your pregnancy? Because that's sometimes, I suppose, people in school are nearly, you know, when I cast my own mind back, you kind of think, you know, you're told, you're effectively told, don't get pregnant while a teenager or in school. And there's that, sometimes there can be that negative connotation that comes with it.
Well, what I will say is my school at the time were incredibly supportive. And what I will say is they had this long-term vision, because I think there is a tendency in some cases, even now, you know, we're meant to be this liberal society and, you know, we've said yes to marriage equality and we're voting on abortion and we're supposed to be moving forward as a society. And there's still the thing of, well, we'll punish the girl by throwing her out of school. We saw only last year, the year before last, there was a school in Tipperary that did it, you know. And what I say is, for every teenage mum, there's a teenage dad. You know, there's single, we hear the phrase single mum, but there's single dads as well. And it's a very short-sighted approach by, you know, educational institutions to take, well, now we're going to punish her for being a dirty slut and we're going to throw her out of the school. And what happens is that you not only punish the mum, you punish the child. Because if I hadn't finished my leaving cert, I wouldn't have been able to go on to college. If I hadn't gone to college, I wouldn't have the job. I wouldn't be sitting here in News Talk. And guess what? I wouldn't be paying tax back into the exchequer to help the welfare system. So, you know, cutting off education is the most short-sighted approach you can possibly have. The school were supportive, but what I will say is when you're a teenage girl and you're pregnant, and I'm sure Shauna will agree with me, you find out who your friends are.
Oh yeah,
really?
Yeah. So the ones who I thought were my inner circle, who were my close friends, proved themselves to be 10 times over supportive, loving. They threw me my school threw me a baby shower. That's how caring and supportive they were. The ones outside that, and we both said this, I was called a slut.
Yeah.
I was called a whore. I had people refuse to serve me in shops. I went up in a specific baby clothes shop that I won't mention, went up to the counter, my jacket fell open, it was clear that it was the baby clothes were for me, she refused to serve me, I had people turn their back on me, I had people say, slut, really loudly behind me in a cinema, in a theatre.
How many years ago, Michelle, remind us?
So 1998.
Okay.
And I thought all that had changed, but Shauna assured me only 6 years ago, no.
What's your experience, Shauna?
Well, to be honest, I had a quite a tight-knit group of friends in the secondary school I was in when I found out I was pregnant, and only one of them actually responded positively. I remember I told the first friend and she was like, oh, wow, I'm going to be an auntie. This is amazing. This is great. Yeah. We're going to have a little baby. And she kind of was like, oh, real excited. Mm. And then I remember I told my next friend and she was like, oh, what? I was like, yeah, I am.
So,
and she was like,
not the same level of positivity or response towards you.
And it was
you.
Like, and then I found, that very day, I found there was notes going around the classroom about me, literally written it. Did you hear that Shauna is pregnant? So I had to, like, when I realised, no, I stood in front of the class and I literally said, and what? Like, so yeah, what that I'm pregnant? It's not any of your business. I'm not harming anybody.
I had someone look at me, look at my stomach, and a friend who had been, well, we played tennis, we were, you know, we were friends for years, and she looked at me pregnant and went, gross.
Yeah,
it's incredible to think that that's actually, you know, such, we're not talking about terribly long periods of time here, you know. Can I just ask, in terms of, you know, even now, people look back, I suppose, in their lives at various stages and say, God, I wish I did this and I wish I did that. And, you know, obviously you both have your kids and two amazing kids, and I've met your son, Michelle, as well. But is there anything that you feel you were prevented, maybe, Sean, at any stage from doing, or any, is there anything you'd look back and say, God, you know what, I'm going to do that at some stage, you know, at a later time, that I maybe didn't get to do at a previous stage?
I never travelled anywhere. I literally had three children, by the time I left the country. That wasn't like, I suppose, like, I went to Scotland when I was a kid or something, like,
yeah,
I didn't,
yeah,
I never travelled. I had a baby before I had a passport. I had a baby before I even ever bought my own phone credit. Like, it was such silly little things. I was like, Jeannie, I'm not going to kind of be able to do, like, the travelling, and I'm not going to be able to just take up any work I want because I have to maybe fit it around the child. But other than that, like, I don't feel like I've missed out on it. I just feel like I rearranged my timeline
exactly,
in my life.
Yeah.
I'm still going to do number 1 to 10. I just might not do it in that order.
Okay.
I might do it a little different.
But there's nothing wrong. That's not, you know, I mean, I think sometimes people can look back on things and have this, you know, the grass is always greener, and, you know, the travelling and all of that isn't always what it's cracked up to be either, you know, and obviously you have, you know, amazing, amazing kids as well. Michelle, for yourself, is there anything at this stage now?
The way I look at it is there isn't an alternative reality. You know, there isn't a universe in which I didn't have a baby. So I think you can kind of drive yourself mad thinking, if only, oh, I would have done this, or I would have done that. And a lot of people actually say to you, you know, are you more ambitious, because you had a baby? And what I say is, no, my personality type was always going to be ambitious. I was always going to be that funky little type A personality, you know, perfectionistic. And actually, having a baby and bringing him up on my own, it was like having all my ambition but one hand tied behind my back, which is absolutely not in any way denigrating my love, my absolute adoration for my son. But I tell you what it is, it's the financial pressure of providing for another person when, at the point I was pregnant, I didn't even have my leaving cert. So you're really on the back foot.
Okay.
You're constantly trying to drive forward and make up for, just in terms of money. It's nothing to do with love. It's just practical money. And you're always trying to come from behind on
I
that.
I have to say, Carl in Cork has got in contact to say, I'm so impressed with these amazing people. I have two friends who had kids alone in their early teens, and they're both lionesses as well. Both successful women and both a huge inspiration to others out there. Ladies, and my thanks to you both for joining us, Shauna Fitzpatrick and also Michelle McMullen as well. Thank you both for joining us in studio today.
Thanks again for listening to this Lunchtime Live podcast. Please do subscribe via the app or on iTunes, and check us out on newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Talk to you again soon.